Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I consider another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure. Should I say that? I mean, is it really always a pleasure? Yes, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, working through the system with us. I haven't got every answer to everything. I don't even try to have every answer to everything. I couldn't keep up with the lunatics out there throwing everything at us. You know that. You know what it's, most of you know what it's like. And I find all of this quite amusing. That some of that stuff that you're seeing, hearing them say, seeing them say, whatever. I'm going to try to at some point in time. I'm going to at some point in time try to play a couple of these TikTok things for you. They are... I don't even know why they let these people... The bad part about this interweb... Yeah, I am. I'm just choking on some of this stuff. The bad part about this interweb is it gives these lunatics a place to spew. And I don't know if that's... I believe in free speech. But I do not know if this is the place to do it. Some of these people should have a right to do this. I mean, seriously. They do more damage to themselves than they do anybody else. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of the conversation that helps fix things, you know? I mean, really. All right, so because I love making you, me, and five other people crazy, Mark Dice, I told you earlier, he goes out and about, he goes to different venues, and he doesn't trap anybody. I mean, come on, let's just be fair about it. He doesn't trap anybody. And he goes along the beach and he asks people questions about the Constitution or government, general government questions. And every time I hear these, I freak out to a degree. I go, I can't believe, how do these kids make it out of high school? It's a fair question to ask. How did our educators let these kids out of school? I know how. I can tell you how. It isn't right. And Dice does not just put out the dumbest of the dumbest. The stuff that floors me is when somebody actually admits to being, you know, a history teacher or something along those lines. And then they have no clue about basic dates. And I mean basic dates. So let's listen to a couple of these. I mean, I'm going to torture you with these because I get tortured with them all the time. Let's see.
My father signed the Declaration of Independence in 1976. What country did we break away from?
Wait, what?
Hold on. This is just her.
Oh, gosh.
What country did we break away from back in 1976 when the Declaration of Independence was signed?
That's a really good question.
You know, we have a big party. Everybody celebrates and gets drunk and barbecue.
July. I love that.
But you don't know why we celebrate?
No, it's China.
China. We need the Declaration of Independence. We broke away.
I knew that. China.
Okay. When we declared independence from China back in 1776, and Jesse Ventura signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
Oh, God.
Wait, Jesse Ventura signed the Declaration.
Yeah, hold on, just him. We'll get to you in a minute.
I have no
idea. What year was that? The Declaration of Independence signed when we...
I'm probably going to make you throw up before the end of the night, seriously. I mean, this is where I keep telling you guys, talk to your grandsons, talk to your granddaughters. You are the ones that are going to make a difference. You're the ones that are going to have to enlighten them to what's going on in history. You're the ones that are actually going to teach them the truth about history. These are young people. Not like they graduated 60 years ago and they can't remember. And even so, our history isn't that convoluted. Branches of government, how we came about, how they fought for us. This is not stuff that should be that hard. Not stuff that's easily forgettable. If it was taught... I don't believe it was taught. Here, let's enjoy some more.
Had the Revolutionary War against China.
It's been so long.
All
right, I haven't had to remember that forever.
Who cares about American history and our founding, right? Talking about the Chinese Revolutionary War.
Okay.
When we signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and broke away from China, what year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Oh my gosh, it was 18 something.
18 something.
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. Have a nice life. When the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776, what year did they sign the Declaration of Independence and break away from England to start America?
1978. I don't know.
1978?
Yeah.
1978. When Jesse Ventura and Jack Lemmon and the other founding...
Wait a minute. She had a very serious look on her face. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You got to hear the rest of this. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Still with your host. I'm pleased to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know, I mean, these young people, I've been playing some clips for Mark Dice. And I like doing it because it really gives you a feel for what's going on. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're believing to be true. And Mark does not cherry pick what he plays. I know this to be truth. Actually, I've done this before. So did Sonia. And when we've done this, you find the same I haven't got any way to put it. You find the same ignorant people. No different. So let's hit a couple more of these, and then we're going to talk a little bit about it. I don't even know where to go with it. It's extremely upsetting.
When Jesse Ventura and Jack Lemmon and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
I don't know.
Have a nice life.
1812.
The Declaration of Independence was signed in
1762.
Okay, zombie.
Hey, what is it?
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed by Jesse Ventura and Jack Lemmon?
1842.
What date specifically? The day?
November 2nd. Wait, what?
November 2nd. What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Just what? 1774?
1974.
There you go, 1974.
You got any big plans for the 4th of July this year when we celebrate our independence from Mexico? Are you going to be doing anything to sort of reflect on that independence, the breakaway from them?
Yeah, American style. Party.
Getting drunk and smoking some weed.
Yeah, man. Sacrament, one love.
I don't know what to do. I want to think about that. We spent thousands, right? We spent $1 billion on these people. And this is what you get as an outcome. We were told, right, over and over and over again, if you just spend more money on education, we can fix this. No, it's not true. You're hearing it's not true. I don't even know where to stop. I never know where to stop with this stuff. And the media, yeah, they've outdone themselves. And the reason they get away with this stuff is because people don't know. They haven't been educated. With the latest lie about Justice Thomas, I mean, this guy is taking a beating. I am so glad that he's such a strong-willed person, really. Right, you heard the other day Joe Biden made an outrageous attack at the Supreme Court when he was in Madrid. When he was asked about why the 85% of the Americans thought the country was on the wrong track, he blamed the Supreme Court. Remember, I used to call these people the party of non-responsibility. Nothing is their fault. The one thing that has been destabilizing to the world was the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the Western United States, in overturning Roe v. Wade. He said, but essentially challenging the right to privacy. He lied about what the decision of the court said, but that's nothing new, right? He said, I really think this is a serious problem. The court has thrust upon the United States, not just in terms of the right to choose, but in terms of the right to who you marry. A whole range of issues relating to privacy. The court said its decisions only pertain to abortion. Specifically said it didn't apply to any other issues that Biden claimed. So now for the first time in history, you've got the Supreme Court defending itself or correcting a sitting president as to what they said. Right? I mean, what did he miss? What did we miss? What did they miss? The Biden administration is trying to destabilize the court. They want people to hate the court. Look at AOC. Got to do away with the court. Although, nobody really listens to her anyway. Just her little group of, I don't even know what to call them. Biden went on to say, the Biden team and the Democrats have been helped in their attacks and false depiction of the court by the liberal media. I mean, all the media is buying, actually ginning up what they're saying, pretty much throwing fuel on the fire. Axios got a lot of attention on Twitter with a story claiming that Justice Clarence Thomas suggested COVID vaccines are made with aborted children. You know, they'll go after anything. They'll do anything, won't they? And this is all false stuff. All of it is. And they know it is. The Politico and NBC News also spread their false claim that one left-wing activist at Slate spread a falsehood about a SCOTUS decision and somehow how it ends up to be a story in three major publications. So nobody checked it. They read it from a publication and decided that publication was probably right and put it out there anyway. That simple. They made it look like this was a quote directly from him. Now, at this point, we could say that some of the media are just ignorant. This is the same conversation we were having with Sonia. Some just didn't understand. But these mistakes always end up going one way. They always end up aimed at one person or one type of person. Usually, as of late, black conservatives. Anything they can do to attack somebody, they feel should be on their side. Now, the first problem with the idiotic claims that Thomas said no such thing. Right? The court's denial of the writ in the New York case regarding vaccines, Thomas was simply relating what the petitioners were claiming in the case. He didn't say they were his comments. Right? When you're reading out of the petition, what are you going to say? They said something I don't believe. He can't do that as a judge. The petitioners, healthcare workers, who served New York communities throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, he said, it reads, they object on religious grounds to all available COVID-19 vaccines because they were developed using cell lines derived from aborted children. He's reading what they wrote. Shows you how dishonest they are. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The stock market suffers its worst first half of the year since 1970, and some investors warn a recession is on the horizon. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile says there needs to be a dramatic change on American energy policy.
We're going to need an all-of-the-above energy approach here in the United States of America. That includes solar. It's going to include nuclear as well. But the one thing that we can do to turn the spigot on quickly is domestic production of oil and natural gas.
Buying all the foods for a 4th of July cookout will cost about 17% more this year. That's according to the annual survey done by the Farm Bureau. They add it's all caused by high gas prices and inflation, which is driving up the cost of just about everything. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
See your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. Seriously, be part of the solution. You get informed, you can be part of the solution. It's not a big deal. In the last break, we were talking about Justice Clarence Thomas and some of the left-wing papers. I don't want to call them news sources. Publications. How's that? Online publications. This is what they did. I read you the piece earlier when Sonia was on about how the newspapers or how the Rolling Stone put out a piece that said that SCOTUS now approves of prayer in schools. Although I don't see what the problem is, but whatever. But it's not true. It was not true at all. And you have to go back and get the first hour and you'll hear it. I'm not doing it again. And now you got the beat on Clarence Thomas because they're lying about what he said. And it's making it, I won't say it's making it hard for him. Because he just stands his ground. He really doesn't care. The petitioners, he was reading the line from the petitioners that said the cells obtained from the elective abortions were used in testing during the COVID vaccine. But here's the thing. It's not a matter of him saying it's not true. They admit that it's true. So where's the downside? Where's the lie? Where's the part? The part is how embarrassing it is. That even though some of the right have been saying this is what's going on, the left is saying, no, it's not true. The manufacturer says, yes, it's true. So I've been scouring that interweb to see if there was a apology for this. Maybe some of you guys could find it. just amazing. And it will never stop until we actually, truly, really make it stop. All right. This woman is a parent. This is why this should scare you. She is a parent. She is, God bless. She is happy that her kids aren't there. Her kids aren't there for the day. Somehow she, I think her title, she is a trauma holder. I don't know what that is. Her age slider, which is what she identifies with, is 7 to 18. She ain't 18 years old. Her pronouns are she and her. But let's hear what she has to say. You guys will enjoy this as much as I did.
Hi, it's Jane. Look.
I know some of you can't hear, see this. She's got a multicolored tank top on. She's got red and blue and pink streaks in her hair. I don't know what in God's creation she has around her eyes. I don't know. It almost looks like she's getting ready to go to a Halloween party.
I did all by myself today. Look.
Very proud of what she did to her hair and her face. All by herself.
I learned how to do it all by myself. Look.
All right, but there's crutches in the background. So, okay, I didn't see this before, so maybe she's on medication. I don't know.
So, we were going to go swimming, but the pool was closed. So we didn't get to go swimming today. But that's okay. We still are going to have fun, and we're going to watch Dead End Drive with the boys, and yay! And I just wanted to come and say hi and show you my hair because I worked really hard on it. It took a little while, but I did it! Yay!
She has kids. I just want you to know, God bless, she has kids. And I don't know how you do this. Right? I mean, seriously. The, God, what's wrong with your people? Somebody's got to do something here. A little zap. Maybe a couple of piles of dust. Hit just a few of them. Seriously. And we've gotten to the point, you know, my dad said it, talking to him a couple of weeks ago. And it's kind of like at one point in time, this kind of behavior would rightfully scare somebody. She's got kids. Is she drunk? Is she high? Is this how she is most of the time? Should we do some kind of check on her? I mean, they want to check gun owners. She's okay. I don't get any of this. But think about it. You know, not everything that happened in the old days was whacked. You have these kids that are running around thinking that communism is the best way to go. It's not. Communism has killed hundreds of millions of people. But see, they didn't learn that in school, and you guys didn't teach them that at home. Right? I mean, I realize that some kids just do what they do and try to tee off their parents or whatever. But I'm not so sure that's true in this case. And until you start informing them, until you start getting them to where they need to be, it's a problem, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you're the only ones that are going to be able to straighten out your grandsons, sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, nieces, nephews. You're the only one. And I don't know what to tell you. If you really like what you see, if everything's cool and you're good with all of this, then do nothing. Leave it the way it is. Don't worry about it. Somebody sent me this piece. I haven't got around to reading the whole thing yet, but younger men seek vasectomies in the wake of Roe v. Wade. God, plus. What are you doing to these kids? No, really, seriously. They're gonna have vasectomies for what reason? To make sure the women don't get pregnant? There are other ways to do it other than cutting yourself. Or is that too much to ask for? Right? But this is how crazy we've gotten with this. I don't get it. I really don't. But everything I come back to, you know, Dr. B was on the show last night. And one of the things we talked about, truly, is where these kids are at. What have they learned? What do they believe to be true, right? And it's up to you and I to teach them what the truth is, because nobody else is doing it. And don't be afraid to tell them the truth. You know, a friend of mine tonight, earlier, was telling me how they're having an event at their home on Monday. They're having a few kids come over. Their parents won't be there. And they're worried or about telling the kids about America, teaching them or having them recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And they're worried that the parents are going to get mad. I said, why would you be worried about that? First of all, if they get mad, that's their problem, not yours. The Pledge of Allegiance has nothing to do with, you don't give up your life just by pledging. You should at some point. But I mean, really, for all intents and purposes, why would somebody get mad about that? They got the day off with pay and a half, maybe even two times the pay, and they're going to be upset about it? I mean, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, which means you've got to get informed first. You see that last woman that we listened to? She thinks she's a genius. Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Go see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And the only way that happens is to get informed, right? You know, come on, really. It's really the only way it happens. All right, let's get back at it. There's so much, so many, so much, so much, and I don't even know how to respond. There's so much garbage going down. We could do it. I'm not going to do it. Right? But there's so much crazy garbage going down. We could be doing this for hours. 5 hours solid. But anyhow. All right. God, there's so much of this stuff. Arizona Democrats are at it again. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I know. Right? I'm all over the place. But I have to be all over the place with this one. Somebody said they're starting to break. And I thought it was a joke. He said, Joe, do you know there's such thing as being trans-autistic? What the heck is trans-autistic? So I went and looked it up. This isn't me coming up with this stuff. I'm looking this up. Right? And Many of the explanations are the same. Trans autistic says it refers to someone who want to become autistic. I'm just reading it. It could also be used to describe someone who feels they should become autistic. But why would you want to? If autism, you know, it's very challenging for a child who has autism. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to help somebody? If anything, why you should want to help somebody with autism, why do you want to become somebody with autism? What have we done to our kids? No, I mean that seriously. What have we done to our kids? Another one. Transabled. Transability is defined as the need of a non-disabled person to transfer his or her abilities, senses, with the goal of acquiring a physical disability, amputation, self-paralysis, blindness. We used to put these people in institutions to help them. What the heck is going on? What have you done to our kids? How does anybody sit there? They see somebody without a leg, and they decide, hey, you know what? That's terrible. I shouldn't have a leg either. Right? And it's amazing. And these, instead of finding doctors that will help them achieve what they want to do, they should be finding doctors that will help them get out of the situation they're in. A lot of these people are diagnosed with body integrity dysphoria. Anything dysphoria is a condition, a mental and medical condition. It's a problem. It's also referred to as body integrity identity disorder, amputee identity disorder. It's got all kinds of names for it. And specifically in the medical books, it's a mental disorder characterized by desire to have a sensory or physical disability or having discomfort with being an able-bodied person. So you're uncomfortable being the person that nature or nature's God gave you, the body that he gave you. Everything's in working order. You feel like it shouldn't be because other people are suffering, and they actually find a doctor to help them disable themselves. To take off an arm or a perfectly good arm or leg or something like that. The doctor should lose his license. But we've got to the point where we're now helping these people achieve these things. Why? Why are you doing that? Why are you allowing that to happen? I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to anybody I know. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. This is why I say some of this stuff is just so crazy. Right? You can see why we on the right get so crazy. And you on the left will look at this and say, well, it's their body, their choice. They should be able to do whatever they want to. So somebody should be able to maim and mutilate themselves. Because for a momentary or because of a disease they have, a condition they suffer from, and we're supposed to allow that to happen? I'm trying to understand that one. I don't even. You can't smoke enough dope to help me understand that one. And you know, they kept saying it wouldn't happen to us. Wouldn't happen here. When I was talking to some of my hardcore lefty friends. Seattle preacher was arrested during a Pride event. They say the crime was reading Bible in the park, which it really was. Now, he had the right to do that. He wasn't in the middle of their Pride event. It might have happened in the middle of the day or whatever. But he wasn't, like, hanging out in the middle of a parade. Seattle street preacher says that he was arrested for simply reading his Bible at the park. He was surrounded by police officers and taken to the police station where he was fingerprinted before being released. So at this point, we can no longer stand by, a police officer told Minkle. as he arrested him, the risk that you pose to the public safety remaining here can be mitigated if you just leave. So I'm not leaving. I have a First Amendment right to do this. And I'm glad he said that. Right? I mean, I realize that the justices have said, you have a First Amendment right, except when, you're extremely stupid, like yelling fire in a dark theater. You know, that should be, you do have a right to do that. You also have a right to go to jail for causing death and destruction when there isn't a fire, and you've done that. He said he didn't want to leave because he didn't feel like he was in any danger. Now, this video of him doing nothing more than reading the Bible in the park, he is not yelling at anybody. Right, and the one Seattle Pride event featured several men riding their bicycles naked, and some children watched. Right, there was another event when men paraded around naked in front of children, according to the footage that we saw, that I saw, that I don't need ever see again. Manick posted a video of the Bibles that he said it had been seized from him and ripped as one person yelled at him, "Get the blank out of here. Your holy water off my ovaries. I can't even clean this up. Get the blank out." One person yelled at him and said, "Forget about your imaginary fairy in the sky, in the effing sky." I was at the Seattle Center reading the Bible, not aggressively preaching, not stirring people up, nothing like that. People were throwing things. People vandalized our property. I think about 10 police officers showed up. "Your job is not to silence me and move me," the street preacher said to the police. "Why are they so offended by my words? I just believe in using the word of God." Pointed to his heart, he continued. "So if those words are so offensive, then the problem here is not me. The problem is in you." He went on to say, "Meanwhile, we have a bunch of naked people walking around over here, not over 200 feet away. Naked grown men." Which, being naked in public like that is illegal. In a video, he stated that we've got a city full of crime. We've got needles all over the place. Lawless homeless camps everywhere. We've got assaults. We've got broken glass. We've got Antifa running the place. But they got time to send in 10 police officers to arrest a street preacher. Isn't that great? And it doesn't, it just doesn't end. Never has ended. So, when you talk about this stuff, you know how Nancy Pelosi always says that no one's above the law, but apparently they are. Those people that were dancing around naked, it's illegal. They're above the law. Letting them go makes them above the law. Right? He went on to say, "I love the police. I have no problem with the police at all. I preach to the police. But it's only salvation. It's only the gospel. Police are fallible human beings like anyone else." Well, he's right. Police, teachers, service people, bus drivers, everybody is fallible. Everybody makes mistakes, right? Again, 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always said I was going to get to this. I've been doing the show for 14 plus years. If we didn't fight back, right? If we don't open our mouths, if we don't express ourselves, no matter what it happens, really, no matter what you perceive might happen to you, when do you start pushing back? When do you stop being worried about what they're going to say about you or do to you or what have you? I just need to understand. I don't get it. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Listen, we're going into the 4th of July weekend. Don't get stupid. When you come back, I want you back with all your fingers, toes, right? Keep your face from burning up. Please don't do anything stupid. God bless. Have a great weekend.